السلام عليكم. Welcome everyone to the iSpeak Challenge. The first time we're having this in Kingston at the ISK, and I welcome you all. Before we go further, I'll ask Brother Mustafa Muhammad to begin with the recitation of the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم.
JazakAllah khairan, Brother Mustafa. One of the things that often fascinates me, even when I was in university and even now, every once in a while, is the fact, the idea or the fact that our children, our youth of today will be tomorrow's leaders. So whether they're religious leaders, leaders of the country, leaders in sports, leaders in business, they are going to be our leaders. And they're with us today right now, and we don't know. Like in this hall, we may have, I don't know, the future imam of the ISK. You might have the future mayor of Kingston, the future MP of Kingston and the Islands, future Prime Minister of Canada, the future Governor General. Who knows? Who knows? The next star hockey player, the next star basketball player. So there's so much potential, except, you know, we don't know right now what the future holds. So that idea often fascinates me. And I know you, my young friends, the contestants and the other young people who are here. We know that, I certainly know that you are very talented, mashallah. And we know this from the many competitions, events that you take part in school and outside of school. And many times, very successfully, mashallah, as well as from your academic achievements. But I also want to give you the opportunity to bring your talents to the masjid, which is your spiritual home. I believe that's important because if we make you feel that you are relevant to our masjid, you are relevant to our community, and that you can understand that your masjid and your community are relevant to you in your young lives, then I believe that we're moving forward on the right path. Inshallah. So very briefly, here are some of the objectives behind this event, the iSpeak Challenge. First of all, the idea is to develop interest in Islam, interest in Muslims, and develop interest in our community. Also, one of the objectives is to allow our young people to explore their talents and interests. I know they do that at school, but I want them to do it here at the masjid as well. One of the main things that we want to do is associate this center, associate the masjid in general with positivity, so that when our youth, when our young people grow older, they remember the masjid as a place where they enjoyed being and where they want to go again. Not a place where they were looked down upon, not a place where they didn't feel welcome, not a place where there was an imam walking around, you know, with a stick and screaming at them all the time. That's not what I want them to remember when they grow up. Because these are the things, these are the types of things that have an effect on a person after he or she grows up in making decisions. So you want to associate the masjid and our community with positivity. And finally, we want to get our youth involved, and we want to show them that they can really make a difference in their communities. So here's how it works. We have We had initially 13 contestants who registered. Unfortunately, one will not be able to make it today due to a family emergency. So we have 12 contestants between grades 7 and 12. The contestants were allowed to choose their own topic. So I didn't give them a topic. There was no special criteria except that their topic of choice has something to do either directly or indirectly with Muslims and or Islam. Their speech is supposed to be a 5 to 10 minute speech. They are allowed to have visuals, such as a PowerPoint presentation, but it is not required, and it is purely optional. Once we approach the 9 minute mark, so when they have 1 minute left, they're going to get a bell, the dreaded bell, ding. And once we get to 10 minutes, they'll get two little cha-chings. And then when they hear that, they'll know that they have 30 seconds to wrap up. And at 10 minutes and 30 seconds, they'll be asked to sit down with another pair of cha-chings. I request all contestants to please remain seated till the end so that everyone has a fair opportunity to have an audience, and everybody has the fair opportunity to be equally nervous as well. I'm just kidding about that one. After all that is done, inshallah, we'll break for our wonderful barbecue lunch, inshallah, which will be a wonderful barbecue lunch, inshallah. I'm already getting hungry. And during that time, during that break, I will be calculating the scores and we'll be putting nameplates on these trophies, inshallah. After that, we'll come back inside for the prizes and the awards that have a combined value of over $700 now. We still have opportunities for sponsorships. If anybody is interested, please tell me afterwards. The prizes remain a secret, so the contestants still do not know what prizes are up for grabs, and they're very desperately still seem to want to know, but I'm still not going to tell them until the end, inshallah. When it comes to the winners, we'll have two top winners, inshallah. So one will be based on judging. So we have three judges, and they will be scoring on content, on delivery, and on language. So that's what they're looking for. So how's the content? What is it made up of? Is it logical? Does it make sense? So on and so forth. The delivery, the body language, appearance, and so on. And the language, if there are any grammatical errors, and so forth, style. Now the second winner, or the other top winner, I should say, will totally be chosen by the audience. And that's why your participation and your presence here is so important. So please pay attention to the speeches and please participate. So we have pledge forms. They're at the front. If you haven't received one, there are some here as well as some pens. So please write your name, first name, last name, primary phone number, secondary phone number, email address, so we can get in touch with you with regards to your pledge. Now please remember, you're not pledging any amount to the contestants here. Okay? So what you're doing is you're pledging to the ISK. None of the contestants will receive any of this money that you're pledging. Okay? So the money is going to the ISK, except you're allocating through whom you'd like to pledge. And that's important because in the end, I'm going to calculate the totals for each person, and the contestant that collects the highest amount, total amount of pledges from all of the audience members will be one of the top winners. And the top prizes for the contestant that has the highest score from the judges and the one that has the highest pledge amount are the same prizes. So there will be two top winners, inshallah. So you have a list of contestants here. So one of the titles perhaps may have changed. So just please pay attention to the name of the contestant as well as the title that I have on the slides. And that way you won't get confused. We want to make this big, inshallah, because we want our contestants to know that they have really made a difference when it comes to raising funds. So I encourage everyone to go all out and to show your support for the ISK and for our contestants. I want to emphasize that all the contestants are winners because they're doing this for a good cause. Because they're doing this for a good cause, and that's why everyone is a winner. Every dollar that is collected, contestants, listen up. Every dollar that is collected through your efforts, inshallah, you will continue to be rewarded for that amount for the rest of your lives, inshallah. That's huge if you think about it. Right? So if you give a speech, if you make a good presentation, inshallah, I'm sure you all will. And people pledge funds because of your speech. But essentially what you've done is you've become a means for them to help the masjid, to help the ISK, and for that, inshallah, you will continue to be rewarded as those funds are used and as people come and use this masjid and the center for good causes, inshallah. The audience, members of the audience who are here to support and who will be pledging, you're also winners for showing your support and for donating, and inshallah, you will be rewarded greatly for that, inshallah. I also want to point out that some of our contestants are doing this for the first time, so it can be pretty scary. I think I've mentioned before how I used to be afraid of the microphone before. Not anymore, alhamdulillah. So, you know, don't worry guys, if you're getting nervous, you know, it's okay. It's a friendly crowd. We're all here to support you. And we're looking forward to a good presentation, inshallah, so you have nothing to be worried about. And the key, of course, is to try your best. The key is to try your best. That's what you really want to do. And whoever comes out on top, you want to be thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for helping you win. And you also want to be congratulating and supporting all the other contestants. And if you do win, by all means, be happy, but please don't be proud about it and don't show off about it, because whatever good comes through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last point, disclaimer, the speeches have not been vetted, have not been checked, so the views expressed by the contestants are not necessarily mine or those of the ISK or the center's management. And with that, we'll begin, inshallah.